Good evening, I'm Matt Minkey on your station, 88.9 KETR. Tonight, it's a classic rivalry here in our region as the Commerce Tigers travel to take on the Cooper Bulldogs. Let's recap the action in tonight's match. This contest got underway with Cooper receiving the opening punt and proceeding to work their way into Tigers territory on the game's first possession. But Commerce was able to make a big sack to take the ball over on downs. Then with 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter,
Tigers out of the spread, two men wide to the far side, two to the near side. Robert Jackson, the running back, to the right of Sam Wells. Quick pass out to Brand Kelly. Kelly in the flat, eludes a tackler down the sideline, close to the goal line. Touchdown, Commerce! Brand Kelly.
Just a quick pass out to the left to Brand Kelly as he's lined up in the slot, cuts it upfield, and then heads straight for the pylon, making a dive at the end of the play to secure the 6 points for the Tigers.
A 56-yard drive by the Tigers culminated in the first score of this game for Commerce. The point after, though, was no good, so it was Commerce 6, Cooper nothing. The Bulldogs came out of the gate on their next drive looking for revenge.
On second and four, hand off to Marcus Robinson. Robinson going left, cuts it back at the goal line. Touchdown, Bulldogs, to Marcus Robinson.
As soon as he hit the corner, he was virtually untouched getting into the end zone on that.
Just goes through, flies over at the last second over the goal line, comes up with six.
They went for the two-point conversion and got it. With 1 minute left in the first quarter, it was Commerce 6, Cooper 8. Then in the final moments of the opening quarter, Commerce got all set to receive the punt.
And here's the kickoff. This is a very short kick and onside kick. In fact, it looks like Cooper comes up with a football. An onside kick for Cooper. And they recover at the 50-yard line.
Hey, Bulldogs, you unexpectedly got the ball back, but they weren't quite able to make much happen and had to actually punt it back to Commerce legitimately. Then in the second quarter of action, Commerce was able to pry the pigskin from the Bulldogs' paws.
Wide out to the near side. Three running backs behind Leatherwood. Jeremy Mims lost the handle on the football.
Commerce has it.
About the 30-yard line, and Brian Ball says the Tigers have recovered, and indeed they have.
That was number 23, guys. Jonah McGowan on the fumble recovery there. I think he also forced it.
No scoring resulted on that drive, however. There was 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter, and Cooper was able to extend their drive despite a fourth down situation.
But they are going to go for it here. Fourth and one from their own 40, and the Tigers come charging across the line.
They give it to them.
Oh, man. That personal foul, they say.
That was followed by this big Bulldog gain.
Casey Leatherwood, the junior quarterback under center. Quick hitter, Grant Sepulveda over the right side. Sepulveda, hard man to bring down, still on his feet. As he crosses the 15-yard line down to the 13-yard line of the Commerce Tigers.
Just 2 minutes left in the half. Cooper was threatening to extend their lead before the halftime break. On another fourth down situation, the Bulldogs were scratching on Commerce's door.
Leatherwood takes the snap, pitches it back to DeMarcus Robinson. Robinson at the five, lowers his shoulder, touchdown!
At the goal line, some great blocking from the Cooper Bulldogs. I think Colby Early in there coming up with a big block on Buck Wilson.
Cooper went for another two-point conversion attempt.
They put the ball on the far hash mark. The open field is to the near side. Split backs behind Casey Leatherwood. Wing back left, wide out to the right side. Pitch back, coming left. That's Jeremy Mims going for the pylon. Dives and across the goal line. 2 points for Cooper.
That made the score Commerce 6, Cooper 16. And it left only 39 seconds in the half for the Tigers to respond. But Cooper put a quick stop to that notion.
Sam Wells in the shotgun looking for Buck Wilson. Giving ground is Sam Wells. Scrambling, now running back toward the line of scrimmage and passing for Buck Wilson. And he is hit hard just as the ball hits his hands. Incomplete at the 30-yard line.
Interception, guys.
Interception, yep. Okay, I couldn't see that.
Number 21, DeMarcus Robinson, jumped the route and came up just to get the ball.
And that was the final play in the first half. At halftime, Commerce 6, Cooper 16. Back in action after halftime, the Tigers received the ball to start the second half and quickly clawed their way into the Bulldogs' backyard. 10 plays later, Commerce found themselves on a fourth down situation.
Commerce again will go from the spread with Sam Wells in the shotgun formation. Single running back to his right. Two men wide to the far side, two men wide to the near side. Snap to Wells, quick pass. And this is Darian Hubbard makes the catch. Around a tackler down the sideline. 20, 10, 5, pylon, touchdown Commerce.
Then in an attempt to catch back up on this game, Commerce tried for 2 points.
Sam Wells takes the snap, giving ground, passing into the end zone, caught, 2 points, Darian Hubbard.
The Tigers were far from done in this game. Commerce 14, Cooper 16 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Cooper was unable to do anything on their next possession, but Commerce still had their offense turned up when they got the ball again. With 1 minute left in the third, the Tigers were crouching on Cooper's goal line, and the Bulldogs could not stop them.
Here's a handoff up the middle to Robert Jackson. Touchdown, Tigers, and Commerce regains the lead.
Great push by the offensive line there, guys. The hole was wide open. You could have drove a truck through it.
The two-point conversion was shut down, however, making the score Commerce 20, Cooper 16, less than 1 minute to go in the third. In fourth quarter action, the Bulldogs were trying to get back into the game when they lost control of the ball.
Casey Leatherwood, the junior quarterback under center in the I formation. There's a bobbled snap.
Commerce got it.
Commerce says they have recovered.
That was number three, Josh Scroggins.
And the Tigers immediately unleashed an attack on the Bulldogs.
First down and 10 at the 28-yard line. Running play up the middle. Robert Jackson, big hole inside the 10, still on his feet. And at the goal line, touchdown, Tigers. Robert Jackson for Commerce. A 28-yard touchdown run, and Commerce in command at this football game, seemingly at 26-60.
The point after missed, but Commerce did add to their lead, 26 over Cooper's 16 with about 10 minutes left in the game. Then with 6 minutes left in the contest, the Commerce Tigers had a bit more running to do.
And the Tigers with their backs to the goal line. Now here's a handoff up the middle to Robert Jackson, big hole, and Jackson out across the 50, still on his feet. Mercy, are you kidding me? He is at the 50. He is at the 40. He's going to go all the way for a touchdown. Robert Jackson for Commerce.
Wow.
94 yards on the game. I thought he was down after about 5 yards.
Add the point after, and that made the score Commerce 33, Cooper 16. The Bulldogs really found themselves on a short leash in the second half and just could not quite keep a hold on the ball.
Second down and 10. Cooper. Commerce 49-yard line. Wing back in motion, that is Jeremy Mims. Here's a loose ball. They pitch it back to Demetrius Wilkins.
We've got
loose
it.
Ball, and Commerce thinks they have the football. They do.
Josh Scroggins, number three, with the second fumble recovery of the day.
Cooper did have a little bit of fight left in them with about 2.5 minutes left in the game.
Leatherwood rolling out, passing down the field for DeMarcus Robinson. He makes a beautiful over-the-shoulder catch inside the 5-yard line and out of bounds at the 3. Beautiful throw and catch from Casey Leatherwood to DeMarcus Robinson.
And then they sealed the deal with this TD.
Here's a running play up the middle for the Bulldogs. Close to the goal line it goes. That's Sepulveda. Still no indication. Now they say touchdown. Grant Sepulveda with a 3-yard touchdown run. Cooper on the board for the first time in the second half.
The 2-point conversion attempt was thwarted by Commerce, and it just wasn't really enough to put Cooper back on top. Commerce still led 33-22, and the remaining time on the clock was happily run down by Commerce, with the Tigers glad to close out the night with a hard-fought victory. The final score, Commerce 33, Cooper 22. Now that's an exciting football game, if I do say so myself. Tigers happy to put 2 wins on the board for this season already. Next week, Commerce Tigers travel to take on Princeton. We will have that game, as all the games will be heard here on 88.9 KETR throughout the season. So be sure to come back next Friday night for a 7:30 kickoff as the Tigers take on Princeton. I always try to pick out some of our favorite sort of funny moments during the call of the game tonight, so I present to you my Minky moments of the game.
Mercy. Brutal. Brutal. Oh, man.
Well, my word, John Mark.
I don't think I've seen an uglier punt.
Thanks for listening to Commerce Tiger Football and the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program here on 88.9 KETR. Remember, we're listener-supported radio. The only way we can continue to do this is if you get behind it. Please go to our website tonight, click on Support This Station at KETR.org, and give whatever you can to keep quality football coverage on the air here in Northeast Texas.